Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? The party ain't never stop. I'm a mother every day, you heard?
And then I'm going to have a freaking date with my daughter. Me and my daughter are going out. She's taking me out, and she's only 7 years old. That's what I'm talking about. We're going down tonight. We're going to play some new music. We're going to talk a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about these gas prices. There's so many cats is calling me about these gas prices, man. We live in the building. Lush Radio Online, man. Next week, I think I'm going to give a giveaway. My man Bugsy birthday, you know what I'm saying? Our Ace Boon Coon, you know what I'm saying? Birthday is next week. So we definitely going to be rocking out with your boy next week. But we live in the building. Lush Radio Online. And I'm in the building right now, and I'm feeling like, I don't know. So I'm about to go check it out, see what's good with my man Google Live on the line, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Bugsy is going to be partying up with me in New York, and I'm also going to be up there with Emma and everybody, you know, for the reunion out there in the Bronx and stuff, you know what I mean? So we're going to be partying in Manhattan. So we doing our thing. Shout out to my little one, Natalia. Y'all know what it is. We in the building. But, ooh, what up, my dude? What's popping?
Oh, man, I'm digging the scene. You already know. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I sent my mom some flowers today. You know, I hope they get there today. You know, a little surprise tip thing, you know. So they promised me they're going to get there between today and tomorrow. You know, so I wanted to be a special delivery. It's my man's flower shop. He's crazy busy, so I had to give him a pass. I wanted to say, yo, no, today, bruh. But, nah, I ain't do it like that. So that's my man. You know, I got to support black businesses. I got to support black-owned businesses. So shout out to, you know, Marlo's Flower. You know what I'm saying? If my mom's just listening, I might be in trouble. She might, I might ruin the surprise. My mom's usually listening to the show, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I might have gave that up already. But, like, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Shout out to Lush. Happy Mother's Day, Lush, Emma. You already know Natalia. I appreciate everybody, you know, and everybody supporting the movement. Bugsy, everybody, TDI. I got to shout out the team first, you know, because I know Lush going to go in. I know Lush going in tonight. I was pre-warned. Just get the fuck out of here, fathers. I hope y'all know what time it is. Don't take it personal, because this is business. That's how we doing it. That's what I'm talking about. It's on. Hey, I got something in my cup right now, and it's on. I'm about to go in right now with you. Unless I'm backing you up.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Something in my cup.
You have now stepped into a zone.
And I just picked up some money. Shout out to my nigga Bunky. My nigga Bunky from the Bronx doing business with me. I just picked up that bread. So we good. We going to be running New York, man. Shout out to A Mafia. He's going to be on the cover. Of Straight Stunting Magazine, A Mafia the Boss on Twitter, Mafia the Boss on Twitter. I'm rocking with heavy hitters. I know y'all see me out there. Don't play, because it's real. I got these cats on speed dial. Y'all know I'm coming up. Shout out to K-Sweat. Straight Stunting Magazine, 4-year anniversary, A Mafia on the cover. It's all good. What up, Lush?
That's what it is, man. Google going in, man. That's what I'm talking about. The party don't never stop, man. You know what I'm saying? All day. We working.
NY. Shout out to Bunky. Shout out to A Mafia. NY all day, man. That's how we doing it.
Don't ever think we sleep. You know what I'm saying? We always working on big things. So don't ever think we sleep, man. I want to be hosting my girl, Sarah Key. She's a model out here in the DMV. I'm going to be hosting her release party on June the 18th. So y'all check, it's going to be popping. Your girl, Lushy will be live.
Hold up. Can I interject? I did not know that. You know Sarah Keys is my people through you. And I made you know, very good friends with Sarah since we all been rocking together. I want to say congratulations to Sarah. And I think I want to be there. Like, I got to get the scoop on that. We're going to have to have a sidebar on that. Because I support Sarah Keys, and I think I want to have my face in the place. We got to do something about that. She's hot. She's not your average white girl.
She's definitely not an average white girl. So shout out to Sarah Keys.
Telling you now.
Sarah Keys, the model. Sarah Keys model on it's model Sarah Keys on Twitter. Follow her.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Lady Blaze, she gonna be in there on the mix on the ones and twos. Also, not too long ago, actually, yesterday it went down. Shout out to Joe Colombo, GJJ Ronan.
What?
They had Mav Hoffa, your man Ghostwriter. They did a joint with Coast to Coast that went down in the city. You know what I'm saying? Also, shout out to my man Juan Leo, Mad Love, and my birthday party. My man footage chopped it up. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, son. Crazy bananas. So.
Wow.
Check for that. I mean, if you ain't see that, all you got to do is log on to www.lushradioonline.com, YouTube, Quan World, Quan League TV. You know what I'm saying? Just check for it, man. It's on the internet, man. You heard?
That's crazy. I got one more shout out because my people is going to tune into the show tonight. They just asked me, you know, what time the show is starting out in Jersey. Lady Kingpin, you know, she's really making moves. She's all over the place, getting in these clubs, doing these showcases, and putting on these events. Bad Girl ENT, CEO. So shout out to Lady Kingpin. That's my people. Shout out to Tommy Guns. You know, she's making moves, you know, so it's all good. Like, I had to put that out there because I just let her know that we on live. So, you know, shout out to the whole team over there, Bad Girl ENT. What up?
That's what it is, man. I think we got the Taurus, the birthday boy live on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
This is birthday month in the building. What
Uh-oh.
Up, what up, what up, Bugsy?
Yeah. What's going on, man? What are you doing, man? Like, salute to the whole team, man. What's for city, man? Goo, I know you better be in New York next week, baby. What's good, my G?
Bugsy, man, your birthday is coming. I just got the scoop, man. You tearing shit up. I know you tearing shit up, my nigga. I know you tearing shit up.
I'll be out in New York next week. I'll be out in New York next week, man. You know, and speaking of family, man, where TDI at, man? He's supposed to be out here today, man. He ain't even hit me up. He's supposed to be in Boston. Where TDI at? Anybody seen him?
TDI is a beast. He said he's going to be... TDI is beasting right now, man. I gave him props for that drop, that Rush Radio drop. That's the hottest drop on Blog Talk, man.
Oh, man, it's a
my
good day out
up.
Here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So I'm saying, Bugs, I mean, how is you turning, my G?
Oh, shucks. Man, I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody else, I'm turning 14, man. We got to disclose the real joint. You know, they're going to be like, your whole dad, he's 14, man. He's 14, still going strong,
What? You 14, my nigga?
Oh, 14. Man. I wish I was, man. I keep it funky, man. Your boy about to be 27, man, knocking on 30's door. I'll be there soon.
Man, you still fresh, man. You still got that Similac, my nigga. What are you talking about?
I wish. I'm feeling like sweet and low. I'm feeling a little old.
Yo, you still got some 20s to hang on to, man. I don't even got no 20s to hang on to no more, yo.
Yeah, you kicked that door down a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and shout out to Lethal Woods for helping her do that.
Oh, man. Y'all seen that little black nigga in the corner, too, right? He was just standing there watching this shit. I don't know who that black nigga was with the sunglasses, but I seen him watching.
I seen him smiling. Yo, he couldn't get the smile off his face. I was trying to rub my monitor. I couldn't get the smile off the nigga's face.
Yeah, he was over there. He was looking. How low can you go? It was in his head like, how low can you go? Oh, it's crazy.
Yo, I was rubbing my monitor trying to stop Bugsy from smiling. Like, I was like, yo, stop smiling. Yo, say, come back.
I had a cup of Kool-Aid. You see that Kool-Aid in my hand?
Yeah, that Kool-Aid was in your cup, boy.
Oh, shit. She did go in, I'll tell you that.
She did go in. Shout out to her, man, for real. Log on to lethallips.com, you know what I'm saying, XXX.com and stuff. And she going to be in New York doing the party bus situation. It's going to be popping up. I'm going to be out there and stuff. It's going to be popping. So it's a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that ain't stuff popping. It's bigger and better things. Summertime is on and popping. New York City, get ready, because we're about to invade again like we always do, man. And we're about to kill it once again, you heard? That's what we're about to do. You know what I mean?
Shout out to
my girl, Shay Nuts. Shay Nuts, she got the Underground Girls, the Hip Hop Awards, Hip Hop Honors Awards going going down. They got Shauna there. They got Roxanne Shantae there. They got celebrity comedian in there. Lady Love going to be in there. It's mad going to be there in the building, man. Rashida going to be there. It's going to be mad chicks in there. And they're going to be representing, and they're going to be representing hard because we don't have any category for us. So my girl Shay is the only female that has been keeping this moving, and she the last one was last year was off the hook. It's in Los Angeles, California. For more information, log on to undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com and support my homie. She's doing her thing. You heard? I might. It's going to be on the 21st. So I'm saying I might actually see if a ticket's available. I actually see if I can fly down there and cover that real quick. I'll see, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Underground Girls of Hip Hop, man. It's going down. Also, today is Friday. So you know what movie came out? T.D. Jakes joint, always supporting our African American movies and, you know, producers and stuff like that. So that's what it is, man. I mean, and the gas prices is high as hell. But we're going to go to a song. Yo, I was on YouTube, right? And you know how everybody do everybody's covers and, like, you know, basically mimic what everybody else do. Like, it's Look At Me Now and this, that, and third. I ran across this Caucasian young lady. She is a monster. She can sing and rhyme. She did everybody's part but did a twist to it. She did 6-7. With Lil Wayne and Corey Guns, and she did Look At Me Now and did everybody's part and did a little twist to it. So I'm going to play
that right now.
This is 6-7. 6-7 from Carmen. It's a dude and a chick, and it's crazy right now. So go Carmen Music. It's Carmen Music, K-R-M-I, and on Twitter. And, I mean, she's popping. So check this out. This is a Caucasian chick. Amazing.
Hey, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me won't go home. Day, Mr. Day, Mr. Day, Mr. Day, oh. Daylight come and me won't go home. Without enigma too, figures at the same time, synchronized swimmers. That's the man twisted, cause he open when you twist him. Never met the guy, but I treat him like I miss him. Life is the witch, and death is the sister. Sleep is the cousin, what an awkward family picture. You know by the time, and we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's lying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, forget segregation. Pull that pull my money up, you jiggas just honey. Young money running this, and you jiggas just run up. I don't feel like I'm enough, so I'ma keep on doing this stuff. The booty on your tuna fish. Yeah. Okay. I'm going back in. Okay, yo, stop playing. I do it like a king do. If these jiggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Telling people that they put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't see the picture, let the flashes on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Big Batiste and tell that paper lasagna behind ya. Yo, real cheese, moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline, crazy sort of kinda. Man of my dreams, I don't sleep, already found ya. You jiggas a gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with the swag you would kill for. Money too strong, on bodybuilder, jumped in the wishing well, now wish me well, tell him kiss my butt, call it kiss and tell, yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean, don't wanna see what that drama mean, get some drama mean, llama scream, harder than sun of summer, I got a queen, now all I want is hits, yo, Wayne, find a fiend, I played the side for you jiggas that's trying to front and see, son of guns, son of Sam, you jiggas the son of me, walk for the summer, speech I flow like Buddha, disturb me, and you'll be all over the floor. ball like Luda. Yo, I flow like scuba. Yo, I'm bald like Cuba. And I keep a killer though, I'ma blow right through ya. I've been macking but I'm talking now. I pass like a mover. Shout to Ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. She can think they high and high. Come after your ruler. Cash money cold, yo, but I actions is cooler. Wait, these chickens out they mind them fully stupid to get so many times to get them bucks to be on my mind. Fuck these, I tuck these on my mind. Pause. Move it on my mind and get a little love. Get this on my side. In the middle of my peace on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side. Oh, I'm a girl I visit. Bathroom lines abroad. Tune told me to. I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm up, down, thoroughbred, a GX chicken. Get up, gonna, yeah. Daylight coming, me one go home. Daylight coming, me one go home.
Now that is a Caucasian chick with this dude, right? And they call it Carmen, and it's Carmen Music on Twitter. They go in. I even got a joint to look at me now joint, but I want to know how y'all feel about that joint, man. That's crazy. She got like over a million hits. Crazy. They opened up for, she opened up for Roots, man. Killed it. And when I play Look At Me Now, y'all going to be like, yo, what? Yo,
wow.
What you think about that joint, Guru and Bugsy?
Yo, out of a million hits, I'm sure she gonna get some, you know, some great exposure. And like, if she already opened up for Roots, I mean, that means that, you know, the power of YouTube and is very real. Like, she really, her flow and delivery and the way she wrote that track was kind of bananas. Like, she didn't even stop. Like, she just went in. She went in till the joint was over. I really like kind of amazed at that. Like, and that was real clever. That was real clever. It was innovative, you know, and what can you say? Like, she went in. I think she went in. I'm giving that a hot, like.
I think she was so, like, you know, so creative with it. And then instead of saying, you know, the N-word, she put Jigga on it. You know what I'm saying? So she was really, she had finesse with hers. Like, it's everybody's line, but yet she put her twist in. Bugsy, what you think about that joint, fam?
I just want to know who she signed to, man. That's all I need to know. Who she signed to?
Wow.
Yo, everybody, if you see the comments on YouTube, they like, yo, that's not it. This is beyond American, beyond all that. Like, she needs to be, you know what I'm saying, having her be signed to something or a situation, at least a distribution deal or something, because she's crazy. Like, she's crazy talented. She just done majority everybody that's popping cover and kicked it.
Might have to bring her to Boston, man. Get her in the booth.
Going in, man. I'm pretty sure she got stage presence.
And guess
sure
what?
Guess what?
Check this out. She's from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Buggy, you should be on that.
Get Money Entertainment's about to holler at that, man. GME's about to holler at that real quick. Real quick. Let's
from
go.
Boston. She's from Boston. She's ill, man. And I know you guys heard that song from Teeny Tom. The joint written in the stars, right? So she did her version of the joint, right? And this is her version of Look At Me Now. This chick takes no breath. This chick is crazy. Shout out to Boston, because y'all some producing some serious talent out there, man. Seriously. This chick right here did Look At Me Now. This is the one that got like over like 9 million hits on it.
What?
Right now, 9 million hits, my nigga. 9
well, that's,
million.
That's
yeah. As Carmen says, my jigger.
I need those links to my DM or my Twitter or my email, Lush, that I appreciate it. I want to see for myself.
I'm going to say,
you
gotta see for her faces. You would think that she's singing like folk music or alternative, but yo, she is killing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit you with the joint. Look At Me Now. My home, the girl, Carmen, she killing it. Let's go.
Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yup, that stuff looks like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days.
Ladies love me, I'm on my Cool J. What I get,
what would you say? He waxed it on and off, Mr. Miyagi, and the suicide noise. Hurry, look at me now, look at me now. I'm getting paper, look at me now, look at me
really though, I'm not done. And then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shatter any little thing that you could think it'd be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, bada bing. I gotta do a lot of things and make it sure to a couple of chickens, and I'm always winning, and I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I'm a little phallic, a better color up, and everybody know my style. You can know that I'm the best when I come out doing this, and I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging in the east, and I'm banging in the west, and I come to give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, you will read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next? See the way we on it when we all up in the race, and you know we gotta go, don't try to keep up with the pace, and we struggle in a hustle and sending it and getting it, and always gotta do it, take it to another place, gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut through all this traffic, just to be at the top of the throne, gotta know I gotta have it, look at me now, look at me now, I'm getting paper, look at me now, look at me now, yeah, 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 what, man, forget these haters, how y'all doing, I'm Lil Poonchy, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the stuff. No pollution, no substitution. Now I'm pinning, playing movies, and my jacuzzi fruit is juicy. I never give a damn about a hater. Got money on my radar, dressed like a skater. Got a big house, came with an elevator. If you think they eating, go tell a waiter. Mommy said shoot him, and I said okay. You on that bullshit? I'm like Olay. Don't care what you say, so don't even speak. Your boyfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word in my bag, and my flag red. I'm out of my head, yo, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb, you ain't hotter than mine. Nope, not of my time, not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing vibing. If they tripping, forgetting five. Ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These jiggas as sweet as pumpkin pie. So rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Yo, I've been Tyson's guiding light. And my pocket's white, my diamond's white. My mama's nice and my daddy's gone. Y'all peeps be scared cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while, I was like, no try. I put it down, I'm so young, buddy. You got eyes, look at me now. Oh, look at me now, look at me now. I'm getting paper.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You better put up the wanted posters, man.
Yo.
So, Bugsy, what did you think about that second joint, though, son?
And yo, she had me over here lip singing. You all over here getting tongue-twisted up over here. You all would have been at box with a B. I might start looking for female artists and then dude artists. Let's be real serious right now. Females might get it.
Yo, if you see them, yo, my man, the other dude that I think that's her boyfriend or whatever, the dude that's singing with her, all of that stuff is live a cappella. They be hitting that joint. They small little band. My man be beating on a box and everything. Like, they be going in, man. I'm talking about Lady Gaga joint, every one. What's My Name? She killed every last joint. They is vicious. She's vicious, man. She's vicious.
I gotta give a shout out to Lush Radio for doing groundbreaking, just groundbreaking work. Like, Lush Radio online should not go unrecognized, and that's why we putting it down on a daily basis for you cats and for you chicks out there. For you haters out there as well, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all something to talk about and hate on and lose sleep over. Haters lose sleep. I'm not sure if y'all know that, but haters lose a lot of sleep. Me, I don't lose no sleep. I ain't hating. All I'm doing is getting money and keeping it moving. So, like, I want everybody to know that I'm doing this thing with Lush Radio Online and the whole team. I'm doing it for a reason. This is my purpose, man. And it makes it all worthwhile when Lush does like phenomenal work like this. Like, this is work, man. We bringing this to y'all, man. Tell me how many cats ever heard this joint.
That's the queen of blog talk right there, Goon. You know she's the queen of blog talk. Man. We can't spread out here, man. You know, you gotta bow down. What's that old song? Bow down. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give it to us.
Bow down. Yeah, it's crazy. Also, you know what I'm saying, my man Bruno Mars, he got a new song. I'm thinking he going to come out with some, you know, some hot, you know what I'm saying, some hot drink like he did, you know, Grenade and Just the Way You Are, you know, all them classic joints like that. My man did a song called The Lazy Song, man, and my man is bugging. I don't know, because remember he got that charge for the coke or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and he caught the plea. So I don't know if he's still smoking that shit. Because my man...
Wait a minute. You talking about Bruno Mars? That, I ain't know he caught a charge.
Hey, last name is Mars. Charge, that's man. Why it's called Mars. That's why his last name is Mars.
My man be
yeah,
in
right?
outer space, man. But he's very talented.
He's very talented.
Yo, my man is beyond talented. My man is serious right there, right? But my man Bruno Mars, man, came out with a song. This is recent joint called The Lazy Song. My man is bugging. He got people wearing a monkey mask in the background while he's singing. Cass is pulling their boxes down, wilding out. And
oh, he was high.
My man
yeah,
was
he was high. Like, what's, that's extra. That's extra.
I'm going to say it's comical, but I'm like, come on, Bruno, man. You know you a genius, man. That's what you could come up with when you was in the clouds, man. Word up. But check out The Lazy Song on YouTube. You're going to see what I'm talking about. My man, I think he was still on the white girl that day. That's why he had them shades on in that video. Because my man was stoned.
You know what's crazy? When I saw, I think I was watching Good Morning America, when he was hot with that track. But I never knew that dude. He was as a youngster, he was a Michael Jackson impersonator, like dancing, like, you know what I mean. He was on the move, like with the Michael Jackson moves and the you know, you could tell by looking at him as a youngin, he could have got that off, like, and he really did get that off.
My man was a prodigy. Like, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All geniuses,
yeah.
Kanye
yeah.
West, Michael Jackson, all of the geniuses are freaking crazy, or they on something. They be bugging.
Right. Hey, don't act like you ain't know Bruno was getting high when we was listening to that Drop a Grenade. Come on, you got to be high to take a grenade to somebody. You ain't going to be sober. I'm saying. You got to be high. You know? Come on, man. I'm just saying. He was high. He got high and said, you know what? I'm going to die.
Yeah, he was high when he wrote that, Bugsy.
Yo. Yo, I couldn't even see my man Bruno Mars in love with a broad man, because that shit would be deadly, man. You're catching grenades and shit. I'm like,
catch a grenade for you. Sleeping with my girl.
Man down, yo.
Why are you sleeping with a man? I'm about to shoot a grenade through your house right now, son.
I'm telling you, nigga, heartbroken. Nah, fuck that. I ain't catching no grenades. I'm throwing them shit. Fuck that.
Either that or he playing Call of Duty, because he must have been playing Call of Duty to catch a grenade.
He must be a serious gamer, as my daughter says. My daughter says, I'm a gamer. Oh, catching grenades.
He got kids singing that shit. Like, kids actually sing that song. Like, it's just the hook and the melody that intrigues the kids. But, like, do the kids really know what they're singing? They'll sing that shit, and they'll be like, yo, mommy, what's a grenade?
I was getting ready to say, show your kid a grenade. He'd be like, you want to hold it? You want to hold it? Yeah.
You want to hold it?
That shit no more. They won't sing that song no more.
Fuck that. What? Hey, listen, yo, man.
Yo,
that's...
They bugging, man.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, you give a 7-year-old a live grenade and leave the room. See what they do. You know, they won't ever sing that song again.
Wow. I gotta check out the Lazy song. It's mad funny, man. It's hilarious and stuff, man. Chris Brown got a new video out too. Schwarzenegger's daughter actually has a song out too. I think it's even with
I seen that B. Real talk.
Yo, I'm out the loop on that shit, man. You know, I don't keep up with celebrities, man.
Schwarzenegger's daughter, and she's kind of hot. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter got a video out. I think it's with 50 Cent or so. Don't quote me on that, but check it on YouTube. She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Runs in the family, you know what I'm saying? Acting, doing something, you know what I mean?
Let's just hope she don't get loose like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. You never know, because Arnold will fuck your ass up. Fuck with his daughter if you want to. I will pump you up.
Arnold will fuck you up. You're messing with my daughter. I will break.
He had like 8 names in the industry. That's my dude right there. He changed his name more times than diapers.
Word.
That's right. Don't mess with Arnold's daughter. Don't leave her alone. Don't bang her.
He said,
not bang Arnold's daughter.
Sure, you bang
crazy. Don't bang her, yo.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's it, good.
Hey, as long
you
as you don't
I don't even want that title, yo. I just banged on Arnold's daughter, yo. That shit get around. Your ass is grass, yo.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you think you're going to hit it and not marry? You know, he's going to get that.
What?
My man will destroy you. My man will pump you up, son, with them. Yo, since we talking about pumping up, let's talk about my man on the roids, man. All over the internet. We was already talking about the whole Osama and the cover up and all that BS that was going on, right? So my man, this Caucasian dude, either he was a Marine or Army, I'm not really classified, but he had the military haircut, because I'm ex-military. My man was so pumped up. You know when the sun is on roids, the veins start popping out your neck, your body. Like, my man looked like he came straight out the gym. My man said, America! What? Yo, if you ain't hear it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play it for y'all. I'm gonna play it for you.
I got the fire in them boys, nigga. I got the fire in them boys.
Yo, I'm gonna play it for y'all.
Wow.
Oh my god. I'm gonna play it for y'all. The joint is so hilarious.
Oh, what? Did you get to check out that video I put up? I told you about. Did you get to check that one out?
My man is so, yo, people are so so angry and going at this dude right here. Oh my God. Oh my God. The joint is retarded, man. It's so crazy, man. My man was going in. He went in so hard. It was like, I don't know if I should take him seriously. Should I laugh? I don't know. Or whatever. What did we classify? It was angry dude. Oh, dude mad at Obama, Osama.
Wow.
Somebody took out a camera and put the angle of the back of his neck to see what the back of the neck is.
Here go my man. Listen to this.
People are fucking stupid. Wake the fuck up, okay? Because every time I fucking lock out, it's a fucking gay-ass fucking Facebook. I gotta hear some fucking shit about fucking that dirty cowl-head cocksucker Osama fucking Bin Laden and how he's fucking dead.
Tell me my man not on roids.
I got them roids for you, nigga.
My man
was
gone.
That sounds crazy right there. I don't even want to see that dude.
I know his connect is cakey. His connect is sitting on top of the world like, yo, keep getting mad, nigga. Keep getting mad.
Yo, he might get mad. Hits off that. That's on YouTube as well?
Yeah, that's on YouTube.
Huh? Well, how many hits?
Yo, he got a couple of hits, but it is on WorldStar on YouTube. I don't know, because I don't know if this is the original video, but they got it on WorldStar and DVD.
He about to blow up.
My man's about to be an overnight superstar. Off of America! Wake up!
Hey, Lush, did you catch that double knockout video?
Nah, I ain't catch that joint. What happened on that?
I put it up, and you got to look on it. It's up here. Oh, man. I think I sent it to your email.
I got to fuck with y'all on the Twitter and the Facebook, because y'all going in finding these jewels right now. Let's just digging, Duke just digging up jewels. She ain't even digging up dirt. She digging up jewels, man. Let's RadioOnline.com.
Yeah,
and when you on
mean.
Twitter, I got something to say. When y'all on Twitter, I'm giving y'all some information so people can really see y'all links. www.whatever it works on Facebook, but on Twitter it got to be http://. Like, you can't put www. on Twitter no more. I just want to give
That's
y'all some information.
Work.
Yeah, I want to give y'all some information.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. Right. I don't know. I might be mispronouncing. Is that Schwarzenegger? It's a Russian name. So don't quote me on that Schwarzenegger. But she's looking kind of tan. So I don't know if this, because she's looking like a black chick. So, but I'm gonna play the song. It's the new joint. It's called Right There. So we're playing it.
Another one. A complex, difficult to understand. I don't know if it's me, just the makeup of a man. I want it in the morning, bright and early, I want it. I rise with the sunrise, baby, now get a phone in. Give it to me good, shorty, work it like it should. You follow instructions, then I follow instructions. The ultimate seduction, more kissing and touching. Feel supernatural, first chance I'm at you, I'm at you.
Come on, baby, hey, be my baby, hey, be my baby.
His daughter, but that skit was funny when we was talking about if somebody did mess with his daughter, though. I had a laugh about that. But it's Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. You know, the main hot joint, the main lead singer that you always see in the Pussycat Dolls, but all of them is bad, though, for real. You know what I mean? But she the main chick that's always singing in the main, so it's Nicole that got the song with 50. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that joint is a knot. I'm not feeling that joint at all, son, for real. They need to come with something better. Come on, Nicole. You too hot to be producing that garbage, man. Get out of here, man. Good night. Guru, what you think about that song, son? Guru, you there? Guru, you there? Bucks, you there? What is going on over there? People singing and all kinds of stuff. What's popping? Hello?
Yeah.
What is y'all doing? Singing in the background? What y'all drink? What's going on? I'm calling y'all done faded out. I said, what did y'all think about the song? I said it was a knot.
Yeah, nah, that was my opinion. I gave you my opinion. You ain't hear me?
What you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Yo.
I'm fine with it, but I can't rock with that, man. I can't give that nothing.
Yo, Guru, what you think about that joint, son?
I'm with Buggy. That's my group.
But the crickets out with that one. It was like, huh? What? had to wake up right quick, you know, quick nap. We back.
Yeah, right. We back.
Y'all back?
We back. I was refreshing my cup.
Wow, man. Nicole, they just put crickets on Nicole right there in 50 Cent. Wow. Jesus, man. Wow.
You got to give it a moment.
Next time you put a rack wet, the code word is I fucks with Lush.
Yo, you was stupid. You was stupid.
Moment of silence for Nicole.
And you know what? I normally don't do this, but the reason the F word is flying around like this tonight because it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. Y'all might as well know how this shit go down.
Well, Chris Brown got a new song. It's called She Can Get It. I know it's off the fame joint. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't 50 Cent already do that song, She Can Get It?
I know she wanted to. Nah, man.
I thought She Can Get It. The beat was kind of, I'm going to have to pull that up, Russ. I think 50 of them did do She Can Get It.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see, but my man Chris Brown got She Can Get It. The new 2011 joint, man. Check this joint out, man. Chris Breezy. You know what I'm saying? He need to stop wearing some of these gay-ass clothes, though, for real, son. I'm not feeling that, Chris Breezy.
That's Chris Cisco.
Wow, this is Lush School and Chris, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, anybody can get it around here. We see you looking suspect. We're going to tell you to correct
that. He got to stop with some of these outfits he be wearing, though. But real talk, I'm feeling his new style with the rhyming and the singing. My man is multi-talent. And, yeah, Chris Breezy, if you came around me with your young ass, I would pounce on you. So don't act like you know Chris Breezy. Yep, I'll put it out there.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You can get
it. He got it. Yeah. Let's say you can get it. Let's say you can get it.
Breezy, she can get it. Let's go.
Thank you.
Well, Chris Brown already know that he can get it from me. Your girl, let's live in the building, man. Chris Brown, she can get it. You know he always make classics, but he need to stop wearing some of these outfits, man. But you looking real scrumdiddlyumptious with your young ass. You know what I mean? Because I'm a junior cougar, and I'm liking my little young thing over there, Chris Breezy. You can, give me that bullshit. You better don't give me that bullshit. Chris Brown, popping all day, every day. You're logged on to Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget, Jump the Broom. Jumping the Broom is in theaters today. Also, Thor. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to have a movie review about Thor. Check that out. Also, it's going down. And yeah, man, we're playing new music. We doing our thing, man. That's radio. And we tell the cats to get up. It's Friday. Let's go. Man.
Blah. I love Lush. I love Lush.
How could you not?
How could you not?
How could you? You know what I'm saying?
The team is strong, man. The team is strong, man.
What y'all think about that Chris Breezy song, son?
Shit was fire, yo. That beat was crazy, man. The beat had me in the trance, man.
You was gonna call up and show him and be like, yo, come over, y'all.
Well, listen,
man,
I ain't
giving
out too much.
You gotta push up on it.
I ain't giving out too much information. I got something in my cup, so... Yeah,
I got something in my cup. He's talking, don't get him in trouble.
I know. That's the whole point. Bugsy caught that shit. That is the point. That is the point. Exactly. Well, and that is a good excuse.
Talking.
That's a great excuse. That's a great... Listen, you dummies that never use that as an excuse, it is an excuse. I got something in my cup.
Yeah, you
what's wrong with y'all, man? Y'all so slow. Y'all so slow because you're not gangster. You're not G. There is something
those
in my
niggas,
cup.
Those are the ones that never lied when they was younger. You know,
never
you
use
young,
that
you
as an excuse because you're stupid. You're stupid.
Yo, check this out. Yo, who always got something in his cup? Or he even sitting in the chair or he doing something. My man got something in his cup. Tonight.
And let's know how Fridays is for me. It ain't only get the fuck out of here Fridays. It's get fresh Fridays. Y'all know how I do.
I get money
on a regular basis, but I got money today, man. I'm in business, man. How at me, man? How at Lush Radio Online? We can take you there. Y'all is not ready for the next level, man. It starts here. I'm trying to tell you, cats.
Word. Let me put
y'all
out this APB. Let me put this APB out there. All you sexy ladies, lovely ladies, Mother's Day special, it goes down. Your girl, Lushy Lush, is the walking camera. I'm coming straight to you. $75. Three outfits changed for Mother's Day. You want to look real sexy? You want to do some little exotic pics for your man, for yourself, for your own collection? Your girl, Lushy Lush, will do it. And I'll do a little quick little video for you, man. For Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day special. I will be in New York next week on Friday, man. Me and Bugs are going wild out. So hit my jack, 240-468-2571. If you're in the DMV area, hit me up, man. I'll come to you. Let's go.
I would give him my
what
number, but
I
just got it. I don't know it.
What more can I say?
Let's go, yo. Let's go. It's crazy. But you know what? Let's talk about this movie, Thor.
Oh, man, I want to see that. I saw the preview. I saw the commercial.
Yo,
I want to see
something.
That.
You know I'm a bootlegging.
Bootleg that.
Hard body. I'm trying to get half price for everything type. You heard? As my girl Carmen said, I'm a jigger.
You know what? Hey, I'm gonna tell you, it's been a few bootleg movies that you can make a come up off of if you get a good copy.
Word.
That's one
of
them.
I ain't going front. Go see that good China man with the DVD player. If they ain't got no DVD player, don't buy their DVD.
Word.
Yeah,
word,
man.
Even though that might be the good copy, the master joint. And the burn copy might be whack.
Nah, Lush, the one I'm taking with me is the one I'm throwing in a DVD player. I got the preview mods before I take it.
You got to take your own personal DVD player with you. Thank you, Buzzy.
you got to go with it. I went to the door. I'm like, you got a DVD player? He was like, nah. I was like, I can't buy your movie, son. Kept walking. I'm out of here, son.
Yeah, play it in your player, man.
Seriously, man. But shout out to all the bootleggers, man. Yep. Shout out to all them cats with the bootleg purse, man. I saw some serious bootleg, man. We're going to come back to Thor, but I got to talk about this. My man, like, you know, nowadays, step your game up if you want a bootleg. They got so many replicas that look like the actual real joint that you can't tell. But for y'all cats that's still on the bootlegs that look fake, get out of here, man. Word up, man. How you got the coach purse standing out there? You hot as hell sweating outside. Trying to charge like a $60, like $80 for a bag. Open the joint up. The coach joint look like it's about to rip off, and it's paper. Where did coach stop put? They got the imprint in there, man. They even got the fake ones that look like that. Come on, my dude. Step your bootleg up, son. Step your bootleg up.
Come on. That's crazy, because you know what? A few years ago, I was into the bags, and, you know, the job I was at, I had the opportunity to get these bags off, but, like, you can't sell corny, fake bags. Like, you gotta be official with it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people looking for quality if they trying to bootleg bags. Like, it's quality, man. You can't zip that shit up twice, and the third time you zip it up, the zipper break. Stop that.
Y'all better stop.
Three strikes you out, man.
Wow.
Yo, this shit got to pass the zipper test, man. Sit there and zip that shit 50 times before you buy that shit.
Zip it.
Yo, I used to be in that business. Me and my cousin, that's how we used to get down. Like, but we had quality. Like, y'all don't even know where to go to get the quality. What's wrong with y'all?
If y'all want to bootleg, step your game up, son.
Word up.
You know what I mean? Because they got the replicas that look just, I mean, even with the bootleg shoes and the red bottoms and all that, how the bottom or the heel falling off the next day, man? Step your bootleg game up, man.
Nah, you know what you're telling me? From them cats that be having the Jordans and twisted colors. You like, they ain't got them in that color, son. Where you get them from? He's like, they're from overseas. Like, nigga, shut up.
Nah, those is Bruno Mars people spray painting them shit. Stop playing.
One of them monkey spray painted that joint, son.
They came out with the tangerine Jordan and shit. Like,
but back on the subject, because I know a lot of people, man, it's Friday, y'all going to the movie theaters, man. Jump in the Broom, you know what I'm saying? African-American movie, you know what I'm saying? Set of, you know, two people, you know, getting married and stuff like that. T.D. Jakes behind that situation. Check that out. My man is a straight man. T.D. Jakes is the ultimate hustler, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Some people might be mad at me, but I call him the ultimate hustler. My man got ATMs in his bank. But anyway,
in his church, my bad.
But check this out though. We got Thor coming out now. You know I'm straight. I'm gonna be real with you. I'll be bootlegging. I'll be going straight online. Like, how can I watch free movies online without paying for it?
Yeah.
I'll be on Google, right? So I'm looking up Thor, right? Because you know I'm an anime comic book. Marvel is behind that. You know what I mean? Okay. And I used to watch the cartoon when I was little. So I'm looking at Thor, right? So, you know, this is how they so disrespectful online, right? How they gonna let you watch close to the whole majority of the movie, then towards the end they cut you off and be like, oh nah, bro, you know it's like $9.99, you know what I'm saying, to continue watching this? Come on, man.
Nah, you can't do that. And I don't know where they at. I don't really know where they at, but watchthemovie.net was the shit, man. They somewhere else online, man.
I'm trying to find that joint, man. But
yeah, that was my shit. Watchthemovie.net, you dummies.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But you know what I'm saying? The other thing that's crazy, right? So I watched half of Thor, right? this is my recommendation of Thor. Thor is a must-go see movie. It's not, I don't say it's super all that, but like if you into like action adventure, my man Thor is for the ladies. He's super buff. My man is in there kicking a little bit of butt, and I mean it's, you know, my man Idris is in that joint from The Wire and everything. Daddy's Little Girls. He's in there. He's the gatekeeper. The joint is nice. If you into like that whole medieval evil and mystic stuff or whatever, Thor is definitely hot. I mean the ice dudes, they got a lot of stuff going on there. It's action, you know what I mean? A lot of little you know, action packed different things going on. Computer animation and stuff. It's not in 3D though. For y'all 3D lovers, it's not in 3D, but I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot of movies coming out this year. You got Breaking Dawn from the Twilight, for all those Twilight Saga people. My girl is pregnant. The chick, you know what I'm saying, the main lead role, she's pregnant in this one. So I don't know how the vampire get a regular human pregnant, but I don't know. But you'll have to watch the movie when it come out. They got this other movie called Sucker Punch coming out. Sucker Punch is a movie about a chick that she was abused all her life, little Caucasian chick. They took her to the, she killed the dude that was trying to abuse her. They took her to an insane asylum, and in her brain she created this whole mystical world with a whole bunch of different chicks on there, and it's called Sucker Punch. But it's a must see movie. Check it out. They got the Avengers coming out. My man Captain America is coming back, dog. Y'all gotta check for that. That's crazy. And
don't forget my man. Half black, half amazing. Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious 5, whatever that shit is.
Fast and Furious 5. I've heard that was awesome. Action packed. They got. You got your man Rock. You got your man. Two of the buffest ass dudes on in the movie theater. The Rock and Vin Diesel. Imagine them just going at each other, just boom, boom, throwing blows at each other, crazy. But like my man Luda is in the joint. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, all the sexy dudes in the joint. The joint is hot, for real, man. I just want to be in between The Rock and Vin Diesel. I'm like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? How low?
I just want to see the movie.
All the way
to
the top.
Let's go in there. I just want to see the movie.
Yeah, but
I got my chicks in the movie.
Definitely. So I mean, it's a lot of stuff. Also, remember everybody used to watch Sinbad the Sailor back in the day. Y'all remember Sinbad the Sailor? They got Sinbad coming out and stuff. That's coming out. So it's a lot of movies coming out, and it's a lot of 3D stuff. Man, that 3D is crazy, man. 3D is crazy. I'm talking about, you know, the 3D we used to watch back in the day. It was like, you know what I'm saying, some regular stuff. But this stuff looked like, sometimes you be scared. You be like, yo, is this stuff, like, right next to me? Like, I mean, it feel like you can actually touch them. It's crazy. 3D nowadays, everything is in 3D. Yo, I think in the next few years, we're going to be living in 3D, son. I'm in 3D right now. I'm touching you right now, son. I'm touching you right now. That's
right,
right
now,
yo,
right
touching
now.
You in 3D. You know
what
I mean? Bugsy, you back in the building with us, huh?
Yeah, I am, man. I had to go in the elevator to get cut off. I told you I was getting in the car to go find that little white girl, man. You thought I was playing?
And then you know, the other thing that's popping that they got going on also is they got this movie called Priest coming out. Straight, he's the same guy that played on Legion. Legion, the dude that was fighting, the one that was protecting, he's the priest on there. And I mean, it's straight massacre. I mean, it's martial arts, all kinds of stuff. It's crazy, man. So check for that Priest. I missed Hannah. You know, that's out of the theaters now. But I'm waiting. Whoever got Hannah, my bootleg man, call me on a jack. I'm trying to see Hannah. That chick is vicious. She's a little girl, straight assassin, murking people. Crazy. Gotta check that out. You know what I mean? But those are some of the movies you should check out, you know what I'm saying? 2011 going in. Bike Week. Bike Week is going down the end of May. Bike Week, man. Y'all need to step your game up. If y'all ain't have a timeshare out there, most of the stuff is booked up already if you ain't getting an event. You better find somebody that got a condo out there, man. Plenty of bikes is going to be out there. Plenty of broads. It's going to be retarded. Y'all going to bike week this year?
Hey, I might coach. I know a couple of bikers. I might just have to take the trip with them, man. Like, yo, let me buddy up.
Definitely.
Yo, I got something to say. It's bike week every week in Jersey. All you got to do is follow Steel Souls on Twitter, STEELSOULS on Twitter, and find out about Bike Week every week in Jersey. My man is running Barrister Cigars. He's the manager over there, and he holds down the parking lot, like, every week with food and bikes. Like, the cats come out, like, that's rocking with Jersey and the networking thing every week in Jersey. So just follow Steel Souls on Twitter to find that out if you loving the bikes like that. Like, come through, man. This is
definitely,
like, networking.
And I, definitely.
This is real networking. Real networking, for real.
And let me give another shout-out, since you did talk about bikes. Shout-out to the Murder Mommies, my girl JC. You know what I'm saying? She deals with the biker section of Murder Mommies. So, yeah, they definitely get it in, man. They sexy on the bikes, man. Murder Mommies on bikes, baby. You heard?
That look good. As long as this fatty come off the back, off the seat. Fatty off the seat.
You got to take some air on her tires, man. You don't want it to pop, you know?
It ain't nothing sexier than seeing somebody, a fly chick with a fatty on the bike, yo. That shit is crazy.
And a thong hanging out.
Bam!
Word. When I slimmed down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I've been going to the gym a little bit, body sore a little bit, but I slimmed down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit right on the bike, son. I ain't telling y'all what y'all want to see.
Google going to come out. Get away from us.
Oh, yeah, it's bats. I swing bats, yo. I'm telling you, it's not a problem. Your head's gone. Don't bother her. Get your autographs and step.
Oh, my God. Yo, y'all remember, you know what I'm saying, the joint back in the day. Y'all remember this joint, Blue Magic, right?
Yeah.
From American Gangster, man, right? With your man Jay-Z,
yeah.
Right? Y'all remember that joint?
Nah.
Well, I feel like giving it back to them just one more time, you know what I'm saying? Even though Jay hurt my heart, because I feel like he's a sellout, but that's just me personally.
Hold on. My bad, but Frank Lucas hurt my heart.
He hurt my heart. Tell him why you mad, son.
I'm mad because the Jersey boys was in, the country boys was running through Jersey. Y'all got to understand, Frank Lucas was posted up in Jersey as his house, like, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, he was running through Jersey and New York, but, like, when he flipped. Like, he flipped. He was a 40-year-old nigga that didn't want to go to jail. You understand? Like, the story is a great story. I mean, but, like, at the end of the day, he flipped. Like, you can't glorify that all the way out. There's no glorifying that all the way out. It would have been a good story if he would just went in. Like, but he flipped. Like,
you know who got me mad?
Who got you mad,
Buzz?
OJ
Simpson got me mad. The juice got me
mad.
Whoa.
Like, yo, come on. You beat Double Murder, my G. What the fuck you doing in the hotel talking about you the juice, nigga? Get your ass somewhere, man. You just beat Double Murder, dog. What are you doing in the motherfucking hotel talking about I'm the juice, nigga? They about to squeeze you.
Yeah.
They about to squeeze. Oh, yo, I got to tell you, I just pulled up to my DJ's block, and these two houses just burnt up. Two houses just caught on fire today. Oh, great. Googly Moogly in the hood. Only in the hood.
Nah, I need to let niggas know something. If you live good for 40 plus years in the game, or 30 plus years, or 20 plus years, okay, and you start putting real niggas away, that's not the game, B. That's not the game to play. That's not the game to play.
What's up?
So, you if you in it, you got to be in it. Like, whoever going to live after you, going to live after you. That's the way it's supposed to be. Don't put real niggas in jail. Like, you can't do that. Like,
no,
just because you're 45, just because you 45 and got to go to jail, it don't mean nothing. Like, you lived your life. You lived good with these bread, with these stacks. Like, so somebody got to come after you, B. Like, what part of the game don't y'all get?
Yo, another thing, too, like, that's real talk. Like, if your name is that deep and you're doing that good, you should be able to do your time with no problem because you know niggas is going to hold you down in there. And
whatever,
that's how
yeah.
I feel.
That's right. That's right. So at the end of the day, you don't come around me with the Frank Lucas because, like, yeah, it's a good story, but you got to understand how it ended. Like, you don't know the whole story. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is Jersey. And this is for my niggas in Jersey. Stop snitching.
Snitching is snitching. I don't care who you snitching on. Snitching is snitching.
My man said stop snitching.
Stop snitching, man. That's the bottom line. That's where I'm at with mine.
Snitches get stitches.
Yo, that's crazy as hell. My man said stop snitching.
Stop snitching, man. Millionaires can't snitch either. Get out of here, man. That's my get the fuck out of here Friday. Millionaires, stop snitching.
Yo, let me go ahead and play that joint Blue Magic real quick, son.
Mm-hmm.
Rockefeller Records. The Imperial State for Peace. Great Hope. You already know what it is. Come on. Yeah. So what if you flip a couple of
things?
Let it burn. Open your mind, you see the circus in the sky. I'm a brother Barnabas Bailey with the pie. No matter how you slice it up, your motherfucking guy. Just like a B-boy with 360 waves, do the same with the pop. Still come back, babe. Whether right is out far, whether pop is
off,
it's round. Still comes back hard. So easily, do a W-H-I-P. My repetition with riches to bring the kilo visions. I got three O's. Vision for my niggas that became prisoners. Free take to the visitors. You already know what the business is. My necessary commissary boy, we did this shit. Niggas wanna bring the 80s back. It's okay with me, that's where they made me at. Except I don't write no war. I write my name in the history books. Hustling in the hall. Nah, I don't spin on my head. I spend my work in the pot so I can spend my bread. And I'm kicking it.
Champagne pop. I party for a while, now I'm back to the club.
Yo, who getting it out there, man? I know Less Radio Online, we getting it, man. The whole crew always working. Whether Emma's out there promoting, she's out there doing a thing, speaking that spoken word, or she's out there empowering somebody, she's getting it. Guru out there promoting it, killing the internet, he getting it. My man Get Money, you know what I'm saying? My man Bugsy out there getting it. TDI out there getting it. All of my people out here, we getting it. But I'm telling you why we mad. Because some of y'all cats ain't getting it. Because y'all just...
Wow.
Damn. That is the truth, man. That is the truth.
You know what I'm saying? But that song was hot, though.
Your daddy. Song was hot.
But I'm just saying, my man Jay.
Yo, y'all are buzzing. Yo, you see me get harassed by the kids over here? Y'all hear this?
Yo, what's going on? Yo, is it Attack of Little Kids Day or something, yo?
I'm getting like attacked by little kids. They said, where the slushies at? You ain't bring us no slushies. My bad. They jacking me in the hallway.
Nah, just let them know you got
little me. Kids don't play when it come to treats, son. So you need backup, son? I got you, son.
Hey, you know, the rules, you never come in the house with slushies when there's kids, man. You know they're going to ask for what.
Wow.
You know they want it. I got to go to the store and get them one. You know, got to be the nice uncle.
Wow. You know, but you know what's crazy, though, right? Bugsy had posted another bad creation. I had played that like a while ago. You know.
Oh, yes. You jacker. I want to.
Wait, what song? But that shit had me hopping. I was crying that shit.
That joint.
You know what? I was mad as hell that I never had a girlfriend named Aisha. I was like, yo, I could find this bitch named Aisha. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, yo, I know all the Aishas thought they was hot as hell.
Exactly. That's it.
They was like, yo, my name Aisha, you know what I'm saying? They sang that song for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Aisha,
yeah. You
are the girl that I never had, and
I want to get to know you better. And that's why, that's why I was mad, because I didn't never have a girlfriend named Aisha, and I said, the girl I never had, I was listening to the lyrics, like, yo, I got to find the name Aisha.
I gotta find this bro. What you at?
He said, I need an Aisha.
I need an Aisha.
He said, you gonna find him one this weekend?
I think Cass had their girlfriends, and they was like, yo, can I give you a nickname? What's that, baby? Yo, your new name is Aisha, so I can say.
Mm-hmm. He said they be getting it on.
You know, who's Aisha? You know we gotta thank for that. We gotta thank Michael Bivins for that.
Really?
ABC.
You already know.
We gotta thank Michael Bivins for that.
That's that boy with the man ABC BBD. That's that East Coast
there
family.
There you go. ABCBBD.
You know it too, boy. I had a debate with Cass the other day, man. Like, some dude want to try to tell me, like, you know, they mothers don't still live in the projects. Like, yo, listen, my great aunt still living OP to this day. They family still live in the projects, but you don't get it twisted, and they still in the hood. And it's not because they have to, it's because they want to.
Let me throw this out, because you know it's Mother's Day. And how many? I'm gonna play this song, right? And I want y'all to guess what song it is. This is the classic song. When this group played this song, it came out on every Mother's Day, and they was the one that originated that. You know, it's a couple of songs they play for Mama, but you know what I'm saying?
That's gonna stop.
What song is this, man? What song did they always play that your mother used to wear out all the time on the radio when they played that song? That's what group was it?
Say that again.
What song did they always play every Mother's Day that used to get so worn out, you used to get tired of listening to that?
Oh, I Always Love My Mama by, this is an oldie. I Always Love My Mama by the Escorts.
And what other song did they used to play? A little bit earlier than that. I mean, a little bit up.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I kind of know what you're thinking, but I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking.
Bugsy, what is?
Hey, only mother song I know that gets worn out is that Boys to Men song.
You already know it.
Yeah. Cool. All I know is Mama, feel the queen of.
Oh
mama.
Yeah, Boys to Men, come on. Why you crying on that shit? Mama.
It definitely was, B. You already know. That goes to every
Wanya,
mother every day.
Wanya was crying on that shit. Mama.
That's soul food. That goes back to soul food. You don't get
Yo,
mama.
I, Buzzy.
Yeah, let's go, man. Let's get it.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yo, that mama. No, let me tell you, I love my mother to death. Salute to her.
Hey.
My mother, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But yo, my mother used to terrorize me with that song. If she ain't had that CD, that joint is so scratched up. You hear me? For the time,
wow.
She will play that joint all day, all night, son.
Damn,
that's the CD you hide a week before Mother's Day. You hide that CD from your mama so she can't play it.
We need to find us a corner and bootleg I Always Love My Mama by the Escorts and bootleg Boys to Men, Mama.
$5 a CD, let's go. $5.
Exactly, that is a come up, nigga.
That's a Mother's
Day
come up,
you
want to
get your mother up for Mother's Day? And take this CD, my G. Here you go. She'll
That's right.
Word.
Exactly.
Man, come up. We going to play that joint real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all remember this joint, son. Classic, son. Classic, son. Don't start crying on me. Don't cry now. This goes out to all the mothers. I just had to give y'all a snippet. I can't play the whole thing because then I start getting flashbacks of the torture I used to have listening to that joint.
Yeah, I swear to God, Wanya was crying on that song.
Yo,
he was crying in the booth. He was crying in the booth.
Yo, since we're talking about crying. Let's go in. All
Whoa.
Of the classic R&B groups, who R&B groups or just individual R&B singers, who are your top five criers that cry all the time on their songs, son?
Man.
Google. Go in.
Top five? I can't give you five off the rip. Like, but,
give me your top three. Your top three, son.
That was crying?
Yeah,
shit. Oh, man. Top five R&B groups. Jodeci. Like, with Forever My Lady. Let me see. R&B.
They can be an individual or a group.
Okay, that's better.
You know Keith Sweat was crying.
Keith Sweat was crying.
Yes, oh my God, yes.
Crying. That nigga wasn't crying, he was crying.
Give him some tissue.
Hell yeah, that nigga was crying.
You can't lie. If you're sitting with your mommy and you play that song, you know what tear gonna come in your eye, real talk. Can't bullshit. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, but like KC cried his ass off on songs, man. I'm like, yo, I know y'all heard that boy crying on songs, man.
Hey, yo, ain't nobody never cried like Lenny Williams, man. Let's keep it 100. Ain't nobody cried like Lenny.
Who?
Lenny Williams, because I love you. Ain't nobody cry like that. Come on, Guru. You know Lenny Williams.
What's the song? Hold up. Maybe it's my cup.
You remember that? Girl, you know I love you. Come on, Guru.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Take the cup from Guru. Take that cup.
Good shit. That's my cup. Blame the cup. But you right. Yeah,
ain't
I like that.
Like Lenny.
Nobody.
He wanted his baby back.
Wow.
So I mean,
Lush, you over there thinking?
Yeah,
what you got, Lush?
Huh?
Lush, you over there thinking? Lush was quiet. Huh? What they talking
what
about?
Got,
who's Lenny?
Nah. I caught that. Lush, who you got?
Yo, my main one that be crying all the time, that you already said him, yo, that's the one dude I can't even listen to his music because it irritates me because he cried too much, huh? Hold up. I don't even know how he lasted this long in the industry with that shit. What?
From a man's point of view, it's okay to cry like Keith Sweat.
Nah, son.
Yes, it is.
Nah, son.
Let's say
yo,
she want a hardcore nigga. She don't want no nigga crying.
Seriously. Keith Sweat has swag, man. My bad. The nigga has swag.
Yeah, Keith Sweat. Nobody, baby.
Exactly, yo. He's killing me with that shit.
Yo, that dude, nobody who can love you like me.
you had to have the right pitch. You couldn't be off with his shit. You had to do it just like him, or it wasn't gonna work. You had to sound like a sheep. Jelly what?
Yeah, my man was so whack, man. I don't even know how
Lush,
people can stand to listen.
You are being
to
too hard
Sweat.
On Keith Sweat
right now. I am anti Keith Sweat. I swear to God.
Nah, Lush. Man, you gonna talk after the show.
Anti Keith Sweat, son. I have to admit it. I have a confession.
Oh man, I didn't know this.
Yeah, Guru, you ain't been doing your homework, Guru. You've been blinded, Guru. You've been blinded.
I'm
gonna tell you, man. I could never get in the groove, make love, have no baby off, no Keith Sweat. That man would piss
what
me
about,
off.
What about there's a good and a wrong way to love somebody? Are you kidding me?
No.
Come on,
you said no Keith.
Let me get that.
She was one of them Johnny Gill niggas. She ain't like Keith, she like Johnny.
Yeah, fuck. Nah, I ain't fucking with Johnny Gill, man. Eddie Murphy lover.
Lush was rocking with Johnny Gill, man. You know you can't.
Nah, man. That nigga too busy hanging on
Eddie's
nuts.
Hey,
yo.
Hey,
Lush, man. That's after the show. I'm not getting into you over Keith Sweat on live on air.
Yo, let me find out you getting emotional over some kid. What?
That was my nigga.
Nah.
We ain't gonna do this. We not gonna do this.
Yo, let me find out he really getting his feelings about Keith Sweat right now, son.
Oh, man. Yo, Groove's about to get on Twitter. He's about to quit that word.
I'm getting off air. He said, I'm not even dealing with Lush no more. He's done with me off Keith Sweat.
I was singing that song to my girlfriend.
Don't fucking play off that song.
You ain't
going
to play me. Nope, that's his head. We finished with Keith Sweat right
now. Booty I got off that song?
I'm off that.
Let's talk about something now.
Lush wins. I am anti Keith Sweat, son. I can't even get in the group. If a dude have the audacity to turn that song on when I'm in the mix, I'm like, yo, get off me, son. Get off me.
Oh man, yo. It's gotta be one that you like. Don't play me.
I swear to God. Even when that cat came, got with Gerald LaVert and they had that whole group joint, I said, oh man. They added the wine to that joint, son.
She's gonna make me say something. I ain't going. I'm gonna see you outside your house in a second. Come outside. I ain't saying nothing. That's my CEO. I'm not saying nothing. She wins.
Now you know what it is. It's like you go to work, right? And you had a somewhat day, and your boss just say something to get you mad. You're like, yo, you know what? I'm gonna keep my cool. You know what I want to say to the boss right now, but I'm gonna be cool.
I'm gonna keep my cool. I ain't saying nothing. Nope.
That nigga said I won't come to work Monday.
I wanna have a job next day. I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, stupid, man. Oh my god.
I said nothing. She won. Must win.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, man. Real talk. I'm telling you, to any dude that ever try to holler at me, you hear me? If you come at me on some Keith Sweat, if you play it when I'm around you, you're done.
What if somebody got Keith Sweat at their call tone and you call their phone and you hear Keith Sweat singing, you gonna hang up?
They done.
Right? What?
Oh, hell no.
Unless you just called me, she'd be like, nah, nigga, I ain't call you, nigga.
Exactly, right?
Yo, let me tell you something. Since we talking about songs, too, right? Let's talk about these ringtones, man. These ringtones is starting to get gayer and gayer, son. I swear to God. Starting to get gayer and gayer, right? I was sitting there with my homies, right? And we eating crabs, we chilling or whatever, right? And this dude, right, he come in the joint, and I'm hearing, like, you know what I'm saying? You love, he's like a drug. And I'm looking at this dude, like, yo, what's good with your ringer, son? Huh? What we about to hear next, Lady Gaga, son?
Whoa.
Hey, you
this is a dude. This is a dude, man. This is a dude. Why are you listening to this?
Hey, yo, if we go flex, the other day we was at the crib. We had my pops crib. We doing a little, you know, remodeling, painting and shit. And there's a dude in there. We doing some work. And I'm sitting down. I hear a phone ring, and I hear some Keisha Cole. You know, some Keisha Cole. And I'm like, yo, hold up. Because I hear Keisha, cool. I'm like, I'm bugging, I'm tweaking. And I hear it again. I'm like, yo, my G, I think your phone's ringing. He's like, oh, my phone. My G, what you doing with Keisha Cole? That's a ringtone. Let's keep it funky right now.
What's really going
just came,
on, huh?
Just came home from doing
that.
What's going on with Keisha Cole?
You my man,
that
I,
on the ringtone.
My man just came home.
My ringtone. Nah,
he just came home and that's his ringtone, son? Word?
That nigga just came home, son.
No homo.
Just came home with a Keisha Cole ringtone. Damn. That shit funky.
Yeah, son, word up. Like, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
he said the first song he heard when he came home.
Nigga talking all
like,
tough. Nigga
you know
talking
saying?
All tough in his phone ringing shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, real talk. Like, what had happened was, you know what I'm saying? I just came home and shit, you know what I'm saying, son? And you know what I'm saying? Like, I did a big, you know what I'm saying? But you know me, sometimes I sleep in the fetal position, you know, sucking my thumbs. Sometimes
right.
I just expose my
every ears. Nigga that okay. Every nigga that call him is a Keisha Tone Ring, Keisha Cole. Yo, that's too much for me right there, boy.
Hey, the only way you can get away with that is if you be like, yo, that's my wife or something. Don't just let that be your regular ringtone.
Nah, son. Nah.
Let that be the alert. So when you know the wife's calling, automatically you know it's the wife. Like, yo, shh, be quiet. No
nah,
fun's going
this
on.
This is how I see it, right? If you a dude, if you got an R&B song, it gotta be like a song like a dude that's singing the R&B song, not a chick. You know what I mean? It's something about like a masculinity or something about that, you know, whole ringtone situation. Like, I mean, it's okay if you listen to them joints. And you be parading around and be like, he yeah, you know? But that's in your own private area, you feel me?
Yeah, right.
But you know what I'm saying? You walking around, you got a dude, you know what I'm saying? This is a big, brolic dude, you know what I'm saying? You thinking the joint that's going to come up is like, shoot him up, or yeah, you know what I'm saying? This how, you know, some hard stuff, right? So you sitting there, and ringtone go off, and be like, ra-ra-ra-ma-ma, everybody get silent.
Yeah, she out of here,
yo. Yo, that's crazy, man. If you a big, brolic dude and your ringtone is Lady Gaga, I got a question mark on your ass.
That's strange.
That's some strange things going on, but
strange.
You know what I'm saying, it is what it is, man. People do what they do out here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. My man, Teeny Tom, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play this joint, you know what I'm saying, UK artist. It's written in the stars. I'm about to play this joint for y'all. We're going to come right back, Lush Radio Online, man, because we're going to tell some cats to get the out of here. Let's go.
On so many different dials, cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully relaxed, barack. I try teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, so down to earth, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. So they hear you out.
my main grade. It feels like a long time coming. Bam, just the thing I thought of that cunning plan. One day I had a dream, I tried to taste it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running mad, I knew that maybe someday I would understand. Trying to change a tenner to 100 grand. Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out.
Remember we talked about your girl from Boston. You know, I told you she always rip everybody's joint. So she did her version of the joint. So check out her version. And we'll be right back on Let's Radio Online, man. It's popping out here, you know what I'm saying? And we doing our thing, man. It's Friday, and I'm so bananas. I don't know what I'm doing with myself. But you need to log on to www.lustradioonline.com. Call it at 347-826-7722. And we're live with Bugsy and your man, Future Guru 100. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. And we're going to go ahead and play this version of Carmen, Written in the Stars. Okay, let's go.
Oh, written in the stars, million miles away.
Written in the stars, a million miles.
That's your girl, man. Karma, she hit it again, man. Did another cover, man. You played three covers for my man. Y'all need to check out Karma Music, you know what I'm saying? Karma, you need to stop playing, man, and come on the show, man. Seriously, Boston, what up? You live in the building, Lush Radio Online.
I said, man, I told you to definitely log on to Lush Radio Online. Like, I really, like, sit around, and I just sit there. I listen to Lush Radio Online all day, all night, and I do nothing else but listen to Lush Radio Online because I love it so much. And then sometimes when I'm sitting there and I'm eating, like, all of my, like, ice cream, like, I just think about Lush Radio Online. I go to sleep thinking about Lush Radio Online, and then, you know, it's just Lush Radio Online. Log on and call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, yay! And we're going back online. What's poppin'?
Hey, that little private, we know that private caller is now. That's the person that be calling private all the time, huh?
That little valley girl can get it.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Valley Girl. I got something for you for promoting the show.
Word.
Hey, I got something for you.
Word. Shout out to the Valley Girl, man. We love the Valley Girls. We like snow bunnies. You already know what it is, man. All day. And shout out to all the guests in the chat room and everything. Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got a shout out from guest 22346. They said, "Wow, Lush, we need to get back on this show regularly." You know what I'm saying? I had you had one of the hottest shows with guests. Let's get it in. I said, "Word, that's what's up, dude. Shout out to you, you and you." I'm gonna take it back to Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson voice. I love you all. I love you.
Whoa!
I love you all.
That, That was perfect, yo. That was perfect. Damn.
Word. Seriously, man. Yo, Votto and Cam together are monsters. Even though, you know, once he's another one who hurt me. You switched up your whole rhyme and everything. But you doing your thing. Some of the stuff, I don't be understanding what you're saying, Cam, either. Because you be making up words. You know what I'm saying? So what's up with cats making up their own new words? But anyway, you know
nah,
what I mean?
Nah. Everybody so, love the old Cam.
Everybody
love the old
Cam.
Cam,
you know. Horse and carriage, then it rise to the top. But anyway, Cam and Votto got this song, right? We've been hearing it in rotation. Y'all heard it mad long last month, couple months ago, right? They got the video out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, mama. Now, you know all the chicks love Coach purses. You know all the chicks love Coach purses, Coach shoes, and all that, okay? So how you going to tell a chick, even though chicks got the Gucci, the Fendi, blah, 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 but you want to tell a chick take a notepad and all that, she don't got no swag because she got a Coach bag. You know chicks is offended. I'm boycotting you for that because I love Coach, okay? But we're going to play the song.
Well,
we're going to play the song. But, yo, Cam, you know you dead wrong for that. How you want to say a chick got no swag? Cause she got a Coach bag, son. That's messed up. That's somebody telling Cam, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? What kind of man is even thinking about Coach bags? Only a freaking fag. You walk in with all them pink paws and pink hats, screaming out you hood, but I don't even know what's really good.
That's your man. That's your
the
man.
Only thing I can say that Cam was thinking is like, yo, stop trying to be like everybody else. But like, yo, like me, I still rock all white Air Forces. So like, if you got a problem with that, then we can't be together because I'm gonna rock them shit.
They is never going to go out of style. You always get a fresh color.
That's what
fresh
I'm saying. That's my point. That's my point, Bugsy.
And you want to cheat the system, get you some fresh whites, a white tee, and some jean shorts, nigga, and you're good. You're popping.
This is all I'm saying, though. Since all these females got Coach bags, now we don't. Now we bum chicks because you know, we wearing Coach bags. You better get out of here.
That goes back to not really just be yourself. If that's what you like and you look good, rock that shit.
And all, right. all I'm gonna say is, if she got a coach back, she better have a team.
Yeah.
You
got to be a coach. You got to have a team. Let's do. That's all I'm saying.
For real, seriously, man. Let's go, man. Yeah.
Like,
y'all, you and your slime should be getting money. Y'all should be getting some bread, like, you know what I mean?
Yo, if you can't put the word slime in a sentence, don't say slime, for real.
Yo, you know what killed me, too? And I meant to say something a while ago on this. Like, you know, everybody's doing this blood thing. I don't knock you for what you do, Bloods, Crips, Vice Bros, whatever. You wish what you wish. But all I'm going to say is, in this industry, everybody wasn't still whooping it and blooding it until Dipset came out hard body. So now everybody else won't ride the coattail of the blood situation. Where was y'all at before Dipset brought it to the airway? Now everybody want to be blood. When Snoop was popping, it was Crip City. Now it's just everybody want to be a blood. Like, you know, I just want to know how did that happen like that, you know?
But you know, people was claiming blood. Not really blood, buying into blood, or they mansing them as a blood. So now they saying that that's they set and all this stuff. Like, come on, man, stop faking. You ain't never did no shit out there in the street. You from the suburbs. People, stop lying. My man Lil Wayne rocking. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We seen you growing up, son. We seen you when you was a little baby, son. Come on, man. Like, come on, I can see Baby or Slim, because they was in the streets, but come on, son, just like Bow Wow, we seen you grow up in this industry, son. You ain't even had time to get in no blood stuff, dog. You was never in the streets. What are you talking about?
For real, that kills me, man.
Come on, man. Come on,
I just
want to
say one thing. Stop.
Come on, Smile.
Stop the false flagging, because niggas is really taking it real serious, man.
Seriously, man. Stop falsifying your shit, man. We got to wrap up the show, but we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, man. It's crazy right now. We still got more interviews going into the summer, man. We just warming y'all up. But check it up, man. Check it out. I was going in this week. This is the official no-no for any of y'all on Facebook messing with me, dealing with me, or whatever. Hitting my joint up. If I don't know you, don't comment on my joints, any of my postings. If I ain't talked to you in 3,000 years and I really don't rock with you like that, don't act like it's brand new. I just came to say what's up. Nah, son, stay on your side. Like they said, Big Pun said, go that way over there. You know what I'm saying? Go that way. Rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like 20-something years for Liza and Pun and everything, the anniversary and everything. It was a while ago, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Pun. But yeah, man. Don't hit my joint up. On top of that, all of y'all slimes out there, because you're slimy. You're a piece of nothing. Y'all cats be lying, son. How I'm going to come to your state and you going to say, man, I don't even got no room. I need you to look out for me. I'm in your state? You supposed to be running your state, son? Get out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. If you can't even look out for my hotel room, I can't even rock with you at your crib, nothing. And you supposed to be running your come on, man, get out of here, man. If I gotta take care of my stuff and you can't do nothing, man, you don't even know what's popping in your state. You're doing nothing, nada.
If you invite Lex to your city, you shouldn't even be putting him in no motherfucking hotel room. We need to be having them home-cooked meals, putting him right with the family because she's family. Don't be putting him in no fucking hotel. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You know, man. Seriously, man. It's crazy out here, man. And all y'all cats fronting with the jewelry, wearing your man's jewelry, wearing that Chinese store, dollar store jewelry, spraying stuff on it to make it shine. Y'all need to stop lying. Y'all need to stop lying, stop faking, because I come to your crib, all you got is peanut butter and jelly, my nigga. Stop lying. You broke. Stop talking about, oh, my car in the shop, my baby Benz in the shop, this, that, and the third. Stop lying. You don't got no whip. Just tell the truth, man. The truth will set you free. Get the fuck out of here, you freaking herb ass, lying ass, nothing ass. Jiggers.
Damn, she said jiggers. She told me she was going to go in. She told me.
For real, man. Seriously, man. So go ahead and get them. You know we got to wrap it up, man. And you know I got to get it in. tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? I got to take something to the head real quick. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to get out of here, man. I got to rock on deck.
Wow.
Get
them,
son. Get them, Guru. Get them.
Yo, all I got to say is, yo, if you're really not really trying to, like Lil Wayne say, yo, I heard him say, what's popping slime? Like, you, if you don't really know what you're doing out here as far as the slime and the false flagging, man, like, come on, you don't really know what you're saying. You don't really know what you're saying. You don't have an idea what you're speaking. Like, get the fuck out of here. And if you don't know that Lush Radio Online is like the queen of blog talk, and we got the hottest interviews on archive, online, like, get the fuck out of here, because I'm going to let y'all know. So just pay attention. If you're not paying attention, get the fuck out of here.
Word. Bugsy, get him, Bugsy. Get him, son. Eat him up, son. Rip a new butthole in their ass. No homo.
Listen, let's go to all the fake promoters out here, all the fake business people out here, man. Listen, stop talking that good game, man, because when I come to you at the end of the day and say, let's get it popping, and you got to tell me, oh, well, I got to talk to this person. Now, listen, if you ain't the man, don't talk to me. I'm not saying I'm the man, but, I mean, it is my company, so, I mean, you got to talk to me. You ain't going to go talk to my DJ, right? So I'm just saying, if you're not the man, stop claiming to be the man, man. Early.
Definitely.
And if they rocking with Lush Radio Online 7 days a week, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Point blank.
Definitely. And I got a news bulletin. Everybody's asking me, yo, where the rappers at? Where all the MCs at? I'm going to tell you where they at. They doing movies, and they on the Electric Company and Sesame Street. You know how many MCs and shit I've seen on Sesame Street?
Hey, they on Yo Gabba Gabba, too, because my son be watching
Yo
it.
Yo Gabba Gabba. That's
yeah.
Where all of the music, all the artists are. They on Yo Gabba Gabba, Electric Company, and Sesame Street, son. I saw Usher on Sesame Street, son. I saw my man Y Clef on freaking Electric Company, man. For real. That's what they doing. They songing and dancing on kids shows, man. That's where hip-hop has gone.
Because that's where it sells. That's where the money's coming from right now.
It's that, son. Everybody like, yo, I ain't getting no money in this industry, son. You need to start getting on Electric Company, son. Word, I'm putting an application today, son. Word.
I'm calling up Nick Jr. Nick Jr., we need some contracts.
Word, we need to holler at the president. We need to holler at my man Nick Cannon real quick. Nick Cannon, what up with your lazy face looking at? What up?
I got something real quick. I don't know how many saw that episode with the Corey Guns and Nick Cannon and Peter Guns. All right, Nick Cannon was hurt. Nick Cannon was hurt when Corey ain't signed with him. Signed with Young Money, man. I just want to tell Nick Cannon, man, hold your head up, man.
I think M did a number on Nick Cannon. I can't even fuck, man. I just heard the old joint the other day. It's old to y'all. It's new to me. When M tore a new one to Mariah Carey, like, yo, man, I got photos and voicemails and Nick. And I was like, ooh, I think that's why Nick Cannon.
Wow. My man got the lazy face, man. Why you always, your eyes look mad sleepy, son? You like, you a young dude. Why your face look sleepy like that, son? Sleepy face. Nick Cannon, a.k.a. Sleepy Face, Mr. Magoo.
I'm sending a shout out to the BX, man, Corey Guns, M-E-T-K, Fred the Godson, and my nigga Bunky S.A. That's my shout out for the Bronx. Jersey, stand up.
Shout out to the whole squad, the whole Lush Radio squad, TDI, ME2K, you know what I'm saying, Future Ghoul 100, Bugsy, you know what I'm saying, Natalia, everybody, you know what I'm saying, that rocks with the kid, the squad. We goes in hard body. We don't do it for you. We don't do it for ourselves. We do it for the world. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta give a quick shout out to LQ over at Lazy K Productions, man. Hit me up on Twitter the other day, said he got a flaming beat for the boy. So I think I'm at the hour at him when I touch down in New York, man. Shout out to the whole Lazy K Productions.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to them, they fam. You know what I'm saying? We definitely live in the building. It is what it is. Fred, you heard me, man. What up, dogs? I'm loving everything you're doing. I'm proud of you, my nigga. If you hear me, you know what I'm saying? Fred the Godson, you already know what it is. This your home. We support you, man. You already know what it is, man. When we first heard that song, Fat Boys, right there. That joint right there, we killed that joint. We broke that shit first. You heard?
So,
we support you, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you blowing up, you doing your thing. Shout out to K-State, everybody. We in the building, man. Lush Radio Online. We out of here, man. Slime.
Slime. What's poppin', slime?
B.O.B., New York. We out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. Keep your head up. Thor and Jumping the Broom is out today. Check your movie screenings, man. If you're going to drink, man, drink, you know what I'm saying, drink safe. Make sure that you have somebody that might drive for you if you went too tore up. And forget it, man. Not everything that's beautiful is beautiful inside, so make sure you strap up. I don't care if it's three times, two times, because you know what I'm saying, that monkey is hard to get rid of, for real, real talk. Lush Radio Online, man. Safe sex, drink safe, do what you do, man. Love, peace, and chicken grease, baby. We out of here.
The clinic.
You know what I'm saying? Check out the clinic, man. And that morning after pill is available over the counter now. So stop faking, baby. Go get that plan B, man. Because some of y'all is nutting up in that. But JJ, I'm out of here.
Jumping is my friend, this is Sweden. It's a revolution, it's a civilian revenge. There's no need to move or adjust your television. Whenever an era dies, another era begins. These Americans fight, these American wars, these American stripes, these American stars. But these American cages have American bars. We hunger for truth, so we headed for y'all. Towers are crumbling, grid is falling, limits are fading, the normal is boring. Looking at time move progressively forward, looking at days. Performing. You wanted a Benz, but you couldn't afford it. That you were killed to put your foot in the Taurus. The dip from the madness and never look backwards. But this is the crisis, prepare for disaster. Could you please get an operator on the phone line? This is not a riot, it's way much more than that. These people are dying, we are under attack. Wait, let me call you back, let me get my stress. We ain't taking shit, so therefore we're fighting back. We ain't waiting on the line for a 9-1-1-9-9. Whatever, man, I ain't got time for all this nonsense. Enemy responses, ain't a dial tone in our home on the continent. Got me in these bondages. Jungle, that's a fundament. Man, that's where they sleep and they unconscious, so they slumbering. So we break the peace to get a